At a time when young people are facing more emotional pressure than ever before, two new programs are stepping in to offer strength, support, and safety right where it's needed most. Talia Gottlieb, who is a social worker with the Chevra Kedisha, says these are among the most powerful and important initiatives she's ever worked on. The first is called Love Should Not Hurt, and it helps grade 6 and 7 learners identify healthy and unhealthy relationship patterns. The second is a resilience program that gives grade 5 and 6 students the tools to understand emotions, build inner strength, and recognize who their safe people are. Talia's now in the studio with me, with a little bit, she calls it an entourage, but it's only two people. I mean, Tal, next time when you come with an entourage, I'm expecting 40, okay? But you're all welcome to the studio, and it's such a pleasure to have you back here. Talia, what are these two programs, Love Shouldn't Hurt and the Resilience Program? What are they really about?
So the Love Shouldn't Hurt program is literally in the name, that whatever relationship you're in, whether it is with your parents, your friends, your teachers, it shouldn't make you feel pain. It shouldn't make you feel, you know, hurt. It should make you feel like you are loved and that you are needed and that you're important. The Love Shouldn't Hurt program is actually for high school students as well. And we really teach them about healthy and unhealthy relationship, what constitutes an unhealthy relationship so that they can know what a healthy relationship looks like. The other way around. And, you know, we look at different aspects of what red flags are. We teach them about self-esteem, the whole concept of you accept the love you think you deserve. We teach children that when you are able to be strong, independent, resilient children, you're able to understand what and how people should be treating you.
Did the idea for the programs come because you identified a need? Is that where it originated? I mean, is this something that young people are struggling with, particularly in our community?
Definitely in the community. This is also an outreach program. So we do this in other vulnerable schools around our community, not only within the Jewish community. But the Love Shouldn't Hurt program in particular actually came from America, where they were doing it within different youth groups in America. And we brought it here to Johannesburg, and different social workers have adapted it over the years to really fit within our community, the South African community. The Resilience program was developed a few years ago, also understanding that, you know, there's a whole statistic that says that children who are more resilient are less likely to be abused because they know who to call when they are finding a conversation difficult, or, you know, someone is maybe making them feel uncomfortable or doing something that's inappropriate for them. So the more resilient children are, the more able to they're able to ask for help.
That's such an interesting thought. I mean, obviously, it's not saying that the responsibility is with the kid, but when the kid knows that this is wrong and has means of reaching out, it also helps prevent it. You've said that this is some of the most meaningful work you've ever done. What makes it so powerful for you personally?
So there's two elements to this. The first element is that we are catching children at the most crucial age of their lives. They are starting to understand who they are. They're starting to form relationships, whether that is an intimate relationship or just friendships in general. And we're actually providing a safe space for these children to give of themselves, talk about their vulnerabilities, talk about their personal experiences. But it also empowers them with the knowledge and tools and skills to be able to stand up for themselves. And for me, that is just my everything. Yeah. The second part is the volunteers. You know, having these volunteers come and give of their time to teach children and give over certain skills and tools. You know, I mean, these are amongst the most amazing people to give over their time to go and teach these kids this.
How do the children respond in the sessions? Are they engaged, emotional, shy, sometimes even surprised?
They love it. We have amazing activities and games that we play with in the sessions. It's not a lecture. It's really about having a place to have conversations with kids. Remember, we spoke about those courageous conversations. It's about having conversations with kids about certain topics that they wouldn't normally have with people in general. You know, sometimes people find it a little bit uncomfortable. Parents find it uncomfortable to talk about these topics, but we're not. We like to have these conversations so that kids are able to understand where they are in the world, understand what is happening to them. Is it okay? Is it not okay? And also to start trusting that gut feeling that they have.
And how do they feel about talking about these things in front of other kids?
It's actually amazing. They're really okay with it. You know, I guess in every class there's going to be one or two children that are more quiet and a little bit more shy, but our volunteers are trained to be able to have an engaging and collaborate with every single child in the class, whether that is through, hey, do you want to answer this question? Or, you know, I'm wondering, it looks like you're thinking, what are you thinking about? What's going through your mind right now? So the volunteers are trained to pick up on certain social cues from the class to really get everyone engaged.
How are the sessions run in schools and how do you tailor them for different environments?
So a lot of the schools that we work with can have, you know, kids up to 300 children in a grade of some sort. And the Love Should and Her program is a 3-hour workshop. And we do like to actually have it within the school time because it's much easier for the, you know, the teachers to make sure that they settle, that it's more structured for them. The Resilience program is a 1-hour program, which makes it a little bit easier. And it's 9 sessions from that part. But we like to do it within the school hours so that kids are available, that if we do need any behavioral supports, we can get that from the teachers as well, because that's not really, that is not our role.
Talia, you've mentioned your volunteers. They're obviously a big part of this program, and I know that you're looking for volunteers. So what kind of person are you hoping will step forward, and what support and training do they get?
So we're always looking for volunteers who are kind, caring, empathetic. But specifically with these types of programs, we need people to be comfortable to talk about uncomfortable topics. These topics are not for, you know, the faint-hearted. We really need to get into the nitty-gritties of what these programs are about. And having these conversations with children, if you're comfortable to talk about it, the kids feel comfortable too.
Does a volunteer have to have had a background in psychology or social work?
Absolutely not.
And when you say uncomfortable conversations, can you just give me one or two examples?
Of course. So we talk about abuse. We talk about the whole kind of range of what abuse is, what abuse looks like. Have you ever maybe seen someone being abused? We don't really have the conversations of has abuse happened to you, because that's not the space to have it with other children around. But it's really just acknowledging different vulnerable parts of a kid that wouldn't really, you wouldn't just go up to a little kid and start talking about those things without it being in a safe environment for them.
And if a school or parent wants to bring this program in, what's the process?
They're welcome to contact me on my email as well as my CHEV number, which I'm happy to give to you. And we can just start setting up a meeting, explain the process and explain the programs and see how we fit it into their program and in their school.
So can you share your email and phone number?
With pleasure. It's Talia, TALYAB, at jhbchev.co.za. So it's Talia B at jhbchev.co.za. And my number is 011-532-9678.
So let me repeat that. It's Talia B, TALYAB, at JHBCHEV, one word, johannesburgchev.co.za. And the phone number is Johannesburg 011-532-9678. What amazing work, Talia. Thank you so much for coming in. And you know, while I listen to you, one realizes that these programs are not just about teaching life skills, but they're also about creating safe spaces for real transformation. So if you'd like to get involved either as a volunteer or to bring the program to your school, you just need to reach out to Talia. That's Talia Gottlieb, a social worker with the Chevra Kadesha.